听力课堂，听 class.com。
Review 2. In this lesson, you're going to do a dictation. So you'll need a pencil and a piece of paper. Jeff and his mother are looking for a nurse for Jeff's father. Let's listen.
Well, that's the last interview. Finding a nurse sure isn't easy.
Your father doesn't need a nurse. I can take care of him alone.
No, you can't. It's too hard. It'll be easier if you have some help.
I don't want any help. I always treat your father lovingly.
That's true, Mom. But I want someone to help you. What about Nurse Gordon?
Well, she's a hard worker. But she seemed cold to me. She wasn't nice.
What about Nurse Garcia?
Well, she certainly was the friendliest. In fact, too friendly and much too loud.
I think she'd drive you crazy, Mom. Forget it. What about Nurse Fitzgerald?
Quiet. Much too quiet. I couldn't understand her when she spoke.
Nurse Jackson, did you like him?
Too efficient. Much too efficient. He'd make your father nervous.
Nurse Rose, what did you think of her?
Well, she was about the nicest. I guess I could get along with her. But I still don't want a nurse. I'm the best one to take care of your father.
Sure, Mom. But let me call Nurse Rose. In fact, I'll call her now, okay?
Now let's try a dictation. You'll need a pencil and a piece of paper. Ready?
Number one. Finding a nurse sure isn't easy.
Number two. Your father doesn't need a nurse.
Number three. I can take care of him alone.
Number four. It will be easier if you have some help.
Number five. I always treat your father lovingly.
Number six. But I want someone to help you.
Number seven. But she seemed cold to me.
Number eight. She certainly was the friendliest.
Number nine. I think she'd drive you crazy.
Number ten. I couldn't understand her when she spoke.
Number 11. He'd make your father nervous.
Number 12. I guess I could get along with her.
Now listen again and check your work.
Finding a nurse sure isn't easy.
Your father doesn't need a nurse.
I can take care of him alone.
It will be easier if you have some help.
I always treat your father lovingly.
But I want someone to help you.
But she seemed cold to me.
She certainly was the friendliest.
I think she'd drive you crazy.
I couldn't understand her when she spoke.
He'd make your father nervous.
I guess I could get along with her.
Stephen Wynn is talking about his team at WEFL. He likes all of them. He thinks they're all good workers. He thinks they're all equally good. He says,
Sheila's as efficient as Joe.
Now, disagree with him. He says,
Sheila's as efficient as Joe.
And you say,
No, she isn't. She's more efficient than Joe.
He says,
Ed's as responsible as Sheila.
And you say,
No, he isn't. He's more responsible than Sheila.
Ready? Let's try it.
Sheila's as efficient as Joe.
No, she isn't. She's more efficient than Joe.
Ed's as responsible as Sheila.
No, he isn't. He's more responsible than Sheila.
Fran's as sensible as George.
No, she isn't. She's more sensible than George.
Ed's as polite as Fran.
No, he isn't. He's more polite than Fran.
Sheila's as skillful as Harry.
No, she isn't. She's more skillful than Harry.
Harry's as calm as Sheila.
No, he isn't. He's calmer than Sheila.
Fran's as quick as Harry.
No, she isn't. She's quicker than Harry.
Ed's as intelligent as Fran.
No, he isn't. He's more intelligent than Fran.
George is as self-confident as Fran.
No, he isn't. He's more self-confident than Fran.
Fran's as sensitive as Ed.
No, she isn't. She's more sensitive than Ed.
Okay. Let's talk some more about the people at WEFL. I'm going to say some things about them. Use always in your answer. I say, she comes to work on time. And you say,
she always comes to work on time.
I say, he works hard. And you say,
he always works hard.
Ready? Let's begin. She comes to work on time.
She always comes to work on time.
He works hard.
He always works hard.
She reads her lines beautifully.
She always reads her lines beautifully.
He follows directions well.
He always follows directions well.
She behaves well.
She always behaves well.
He helps the other members of the cast.
He always helps the other members of the cast.
She's on time for rehearsal.
She's always on time for rehearsal.
He acts very professionally.
He always acts very professionally.
She reads the reviews carefully.
She always reads the reviews carefully.
He'll handle the job efficiently.
He'll always handle the job efficiently.
She'll get along with everyone easily.
She'll always get along with everyone easily.
Now let's disagree with these sentences. You hear,
he always speaks beautifully.
And you say,
no, he never speaks beautifully.
You hear,
she's always on time.
And you say,
no, she's never on time.
Ready? Let's begin. He always speaks beautifully.
No, he never speaks beautifully.
She's always on time.
No, she's never on time.
He always acts very professionally.
No, he never acts very professionally.
She always reads the reviews carefully.
No, she never reads the reviews carefully.
He always follows directions well.
No, he never follows directions well.
This is the end of Review 2.